I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel his power, power, glory.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Anointing for supernatural lifting. The anointing is supposed to make you a man of exploits. Today, God will announce it to your world. The anointing eradicates stress and refreshes you. The anointing removes stains. Lord, give me an encounter today. Say that. I'm tired of crawling. I'm tired of stagnation. I don't want breakdowns. I want to join the company of high flyers. I have sweated enough. Now it's time for me to enjoy true triumphs. Open me up, Lord. I need a definite touch from you. I know that this day will mark a new beginning in my life. In the name of Jesus. He said, it's not by your mind. It's not by your power. But by his spirit, saith the Lord. Say, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Zechariah 4, 6, 7. Everyone born of God is born an overcomer. God didn't create you to survive. He created you to triumph. You are not created to be a liability, but to be an asset. God didn't create you for troubles. He created you for triumph. When you encounter the anointing, you enjoy breakthroughs. When the anointing of the Holy Ghost came and Peter encountered him, his toiling ended. All your struggles have come to an end in this service. The era for you to triumph without sweat has come. The louder your amen, you have a testimony. The louder your amen, you have a testimony. Say, my season of triumph has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear this and hear me well. When God visits a man, nobody can deny it. And when men think it's over with you, God takes over. And when God takes over, the struggle is over. Anointing simply means enablement from heaven. Supernatural enablement, that's the meaning. He enables you to achieve things supernaturally. So Jesus speaking in John 14 verse 16, he said, Now pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. John 14, 16. And in verse 26 of John 14, he said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, it shall teach you what? All things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Hear this truth. Nothing is as frustrating as not having an understanding of an assignment given to you. The Holy Ghost teaches you. That cannot be only Bible. It teaches you chemistry. He will teach you mathematics. He will teach you all things. Say with me, all things. That's why you know struggle has come to an end in your life. Trying to succeed without him can be frustrating. If you try to succeed without him, it's like pushing a car uphill without fuel. Can you now hear this? You can't have him and be stagnated. In Genesis chapter 1, God introduced him, addressing him because the Holy Ghost is a person. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, and in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Darkness came, shapeless, formless. The whole earth was without form and void. Nothing was there. But when he came into the scene, everything turned around. I don't care how battered your life may be. I came to announce to you by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that everything about your life will turn today. He will give shape to that shapeless life. He will restore everything you have lost in the past. I came to announce to you, you will go home with a testimony. You hearing the message, we go home with a testimony. Hear me, when he comes, he changes situation. Now hear me and hear me well. If it touches 1,000, it becomes 1,000,000. If it touches 1,000,000, it becomes 1,000,000,000. He has the power to create in the absence of nothing. When it touches a wilderness, the wilderness becomes a fruitful field. When the fruitful field becomes a forest. Is somebody going to say here? Hello. Hello. You want him to touch your life? When he touched anything, that thing has life. It touched Jesus in the grave, and Jesus came out of the grave. He touched a formless, shapeless, void earth. The earth began to bring forth things. Let there be light, and there was light. Every time God wants to create, he uses the Holy Spirit. How many want him to work in their lives? If it touches your brain will make like this. No matter how dull, when it touches your brain will make, you will touch somebody's brain in this office. God did not speak until he moved. In Genesis chapter 1, God did not say, let there be light until he moved. When he moved, then God said, let there be light. If the Almighty had to depend on him, you need him. It's not the oil, it's his personality that makes it work. Somebody get what God say here? At creation, he was the one that turned chaos into beauty. Isaiah chapter 32. And verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. When he comes, barrenness ceases. anywhere that's barrenness, and he comes, he turns barrenness into fruitfulness. Touch the womb of Sarah. Touch the womb of Elizabeth. He touched the womb of Mary. He touched the land here that was barren. Wilderness means a barren place. And the place became fruitful. When it touches your shop touches your life. Today, he will touch you.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Becoming a person of impact means there's a process. Tell me there's a process. Impact is non-transferable. Why many of us are not making impact? When they give you work, you murmur. In every area of impact, you need what? Skill. Without skill, any dream will be doomed. Dedicated readers and information seekers are the ones that become men and women of impact. I said you cannot be genuinely what? Informed without making appropriate moves. And you cannot make appropriate moves without generating undeniable proofs. And you cannot generate proofs without causing unquestionable waves. I cannot cause waves without commanding attention. That is impact.
Get this message today on DVD. Call the numbers you can see on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
He can turn nothing to something. When he touches the dead comes back to life. Have you ever bothered? When God created man, it was clay. What gave the clay life was him. Come again. You read Bible? Have you ever asked a question? How did the clay have kidneys? Heart. God didn't put kidneys. God didn't put heart. God only molded a clay. And then he came and touched the clay. Listen, creation was three. Let us make man in our image. Is that true, sir? God said that. Jesus, without him, there was nothing made that was made. Jesus was not Jesus then. We have God the Father then, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. As at that time, there was no God the Son. When creation took place, there was no God the Son. It was God the Father, God the Word, God the Holy Ghost. God the Son came when Jesus came down here on earth as a person. But at creation, there was no God the Son. It was God the Father, God the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. So at the beginning, there was no God the Son. God the Son came when Jesus came as a person. God spoke, let us make man, God the Father. He didn't, beyond that, he stopped. Jesus, God the Word, created the clay. And then God the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost touched the clay, clay had whatever we have now. That was why when he went to the regions of dead, Jesus was dead. Jesus knew that the body will come back through him. And the Holy Ghost, the Bible said in Romans 8:11, went and touched his body. And the body jack back to life. I mean, understand what God is saying here. That's why in that place we read in Isaiah, he said, when the Spirit be poured from on high upon the wilderness shall become a fruitful hill, and the fruitful hill shall become a forest. So no matter how bad your situation, after this anointing service, God will enlarge you in the name of Jesus. Whether you're watching on television as a touches you, things will turn around. I thought you heard a loud amen. I thought I heard a loud amen. One day I was studying Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. No matter, I was studying and I saw where the Bible said he breathed into the clay. I was coming fresh reading my mentor's book and I added the Holy Ghost giving me personal revelation and I added it to John. After I got that on us, I was very fresh. I've used it as many as I've used it, I've come out with testimony. The first person God privileged me to use was a young girl who had HIV 1 and 2, full blown AIDS. Then AIDS, there was no drugs. She came to me, a young girl, says, sir, I've gone for tests, HIV 1 and 2. That time drugs has not come out. I prayed for her, HIV still remained. Prayed for her, HIV still remained. She came back positive, positive. Then the Lord said to me, what I did is life. What you have is my life. Breathe into her. So she stood by the office in front. I said, open your mouth. All I did was like this, ha! I said, go for test. She went for test, negative. A testimony, a young man here, he has testified, gynecologist told him medically the wife will never be pregnant in the U.S. They have money, it's not a money issue. He works with an oil company. Money was not a problem, but it was medically impossible. It was said to him that medically she will never be pregnant. So she came to the office and said, sir, it's not a thing you say we should try. We have done IVF. It didn't work, not once, not twice. It is not medically possible. What do I do? The Lord said to me, the same time, enter and speaks to me. I do it only when I'm led by the Spirit of God. He said to me, breathe into her mouth. She was crying. And when a woman cries, compassion must well inside you. When it comes to fruitfulness, men can stand it, but women are more touched when it comes to fruitfulness. So I said, now open your mouth. Ha! She dedicated twins on this altar. Now hear me. It's not me, it's him. When it comes into your situation, life comes in. When it touches your finance, life comes in. When it touches your business, life comes in. When it touches your womb, life comes in. So I came to announce to you, no matter how dead that organ, dead that business, dead that situation, he's touching you right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how dead your business has been, no matter how dead your brain has been, no matter how dead your finance has been, I came to announce to you right now that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will touch you now. He 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 will touch you now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's story will change as I'm talking. Somebody's story will change as I'm talking. Somebody's womb will turn as I'm talking. Somebody's destiny will change as I'm talking. Somebody's career will change as I'm talking. Somebody's finance will change as I'm talking. In the name of Jesus. 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 If the Spirit be poured from on high, I don't care how poor you have been, you become a fruitful Christian. You become a fruitful Christian. That shame and reproach shall be rolled away. Life will surge in that dead area of your body. Life will come into that your business. Life will come into your finances. Life will come into your career. Life will come into that situation. No matter how hopeless it may be, I came to announce to you, life is restored. If you believe it, say amen like a child of God. If you believe it, say it like a child of God. If you believe it, say like a child of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who divided the Red Sea? The Holy Ghost. It's like a wind went. He went. Just imagine how high that sea was. For him to be a sea is not really totally building. Imagine the height, and the men were just moving, looking at it, and there was nothing holding it like a pillar. God suspended it. When it comes in, it can make you where that is. Everything blocking you from your Canaan, he will clear them for you to pass. That's why I said, who are that mountain before Zerubbabel? You are to get your Canaan, the sea is the mountain. You are to get to your next level, there's a blockade. Today, in this anointing by the Holy Ghost, the sea will give way for you to pass. The barrier will give way by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, everything blocking me, stopping me from my Canaan, I command them to give way right now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I command them to clear. And now we'll go through. And now we'll go through. And now we'll go through to possess my possession, to walk into my inheritance. As I've said it, so shall it be. Nothing can stop me in the name of Jesus. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone owing that is giving you concern, I stand here as a man sent by God. Within 1 month, I command it canceled in the name of Jesus. So when the Lord turned again our we are like them that dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall darkness come again, rejoicing with sheaves in his hand.
Overcoming hardship and supernatural debt recovery. An in-depth expository teaching on how to live above limitations and enjoy a debt-free life.
Since we are born, all your children, all your finances, all your marriage, every blessing, be released in the name of Jesus.
Overcoming hardship and supernatural debt recovery. Get this message today on DVD. Call the numbers you see on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.